All right, fight fans, welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff.
Captain Caveman!
Dense.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
What's happening? Was everything good?
We got a super special guest in the house. We got James Toney.
Hey, man. Hey, thanks for having me on today, man. I appreciate this.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for coming on our little tiny-ass show we got shooting out of the Fan Doozy Studios in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah. We got a $100,000 studios for like 25 cents, guys.
That's good, man. That's all good.
I heard you didn't like Buffalo so much.
Huh?
I heard you didn't like
that.
When you were when you're shooting down Ross the Boss.
No. Man, I ain't talking about. He was talking about Buffalo's cool, but overall, I like the Buffalo. The damn weather is cool as hell up there, man. You're crazy.
That's
weather. That cold weather kills me.
Yo, light out. So you got a website. You got nice shirts going on. I bought a couple.
And
I went to the party yesterday, the cookout. My girl's family, they liked the shirt. You know what I mean? They was like, yo, James Toney. Yeah.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having time.
How can our fans come and grab one of them shirts? Or I know you're selling some liquor and maybe some cigars, too.
Well, my t-shirt is actually is with my fiance. She does that's a whole line. She's doing my show. It's called Deuces 2 at myshopify.com.
Nice.
My cigar is, you know, it's Heavyweight Champs. It's five of us. It's Gunner Booster, myself, Chris Bird, Ray Mercer, and Rick McGarry-Bo.
Nice. And where can you get the cars at?
And pretty soon, right now, we're in between a distribution battle between two companies. Right now, we have five cities. We have Michigan, Indiana, California, New Orleans, and Mississippi. Pretty soon, we'll be everywhere. We'll blow up everywhere. You'll see those people. We're doing a TV show, too, pretty soon. It's going to have Weight Champs, a reality show. You can see what we do, how we do it. Everything
is out. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. How are you getting a reality show?
Yeah, and of course. Well, I have my own reality show. It's called The Champion Street. Because you know, on the side, I'm a legalized bouncy hunter.
Oh.
That's my thing. I broke the badass for real. I needed something to do. I was bored, so I want to try it. I love it. And we have fun doing it. You'll see. It ain't just the spray can shit like the dog used to do. We do real shit with guns, everything. We do everything. It's a great show. You'll see it. How about that? I'll see you in the trailer.
God damn, the dog's got nothing on you, man. Holy fuck. I wouldn't want to get arrested by you.
Yeah.
It's so fun, though. It's long hours. It's hard work, Mr. Gary, but I enjoy it. I have fun.
Where can we watch that show at? That sounds interesting, man. I'd like to see that.
It's going to come out in September. They're going to give me a release date on 25th of the month.
Awesome, man. A&E is a big station.
It's a huge channel. It'll come out after the new one. They come out with Lil Harris is going to come out. So it'll be a fair one.
Are you still watching boxing, man? What did you think about the Pacquiao fight?
Oh man, that was highway robbery. Yeah, it was the same situation. When I fought Montez Griffin. Everybody saw me, but they took it from me. Same thing. My entire, he won 9 rounds on a fight. I didn't see anybody win that fight. Period. Even Steve Williams could see that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way they couldn't give him eight of those 12 rounds for sure. I mean, one round I thought was questionable. I mean, it just depends on whether you're landing accuracy or how often the guy's hitting. Because the other guy was missing a lot, but he was throwing a lot of punches.
Man, the guy was doing. I may be blind, but I only see him like 7-8 punches a round. He went. He can't win doing that.
I was talking about the round. Yeah, I was talking about the round right before Pacquiao rocked him. I thought he was landing a lot of punches on the gloves, and depending on how you score, I mean,
because
they were fighting in Australia, so, you know, obviously he's going to get the hometown decision. He should have probably won that round.
That's why they got one. They got Pacquiao over there. They paid Pacquiao 10 million bucks to give up the title. Basically, they bought the title.
Yeah, did you see what Tony Atlas said? He said it was either the worst decision of all time or just paid for, and there's no way it was the worst decision of all time. Tony Atlas told it how it is.
Hey, he told it how it is. Exactly how it was. Painful by Australia.
For sure. What do you think about Tony Atlas?
I love Tony Atlas because he tells like it is. He's a true guy. That's the way we're supposed to be in the sport about true guys. Quarterback.
You just recently fought on a pay-per-view that was billed as your retirement fight. Are you officially hanging up the gloves?
Yeah, but that was the intention, but something came up. I can't say it right now, but it was old limits from where I fought back in 1994, and if that happens, that would be my last fight. I'm definitely going to knock him out, too.
Roy Jones, baby. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. He said, you know, he's giving everybody a rematch. He's giving everybody a rematch but me. And now he waits 25 years later. He didn't even say balls and walk for the ground. They have you. I fight as long as I want to. I fight when I want to, but I fight.
I could see you knocking him out second round.
Of course. No, I promise you. If it happens, if the Buffalo sells the contract, if he sells the contract, I will put his lights out. I promise you.
What weight are you guys going to fight at?
We're going to come in at 200. I come at 200 pounds. I'll be at 200. No problem.
Wow, all right. That's a considerable amount of weight loss. That'd be awesome, man. I'd like to see guys fight at 200.
You'll see.
Yeah, I don't think he'll go out to fight you.
Like I said, if I meet him, I'm ready to say, guys, like, he keep on going back and forth. When we agree to one thing, he go about another number. So what the hell is that? The motherfucker's here to fight.
You've went up quite a few weight classes in your career. As you've aged, you've gone up in weight class. How's the weight class been changing, the weight class change affecting you? Do you feel like you have less power the higher weight you go and you're faster, or it looks like you still have, you've been retaining your power as you've gone up in weight class?
Yeah, let me tell you something. People know I was all-state, all-American high school football player. I played defensive back, quarterback. I was 205 high school, 205 pounds high school. Sitting around football, within my grades, to be being nowhere in the streets. I'm like a boxer. That was my back of the sport. Everybody would tell me, I'm just small and being heavyweight. Just small. And they go out of weight. I kept on losing weight. I finally got from 205 to 157. I turned pro at 157. I stayed at 157 for one fight. Moved to middleweight. Then I matched there for two years. And then for my own one at home. They stayed in New York and made 600 visits in 1 year. Nobody ever done that. Except, and it'll never be done again. Look at my record, you'll see it. 600 visits all in a one-year span. I guess the best fighters in the world, too. Not chumps, best fighters in the world, like today. Got moving from Boston. Then I won the with them. Then I won the Cuba Town 3 times. It's crazy. Man, I feel bad for Sterling and I move up. And I'm stronger and faster.
I feel fabulous. Yo, what you think about Mayweather and Conor McGregor?
I love Floyd, my man. I'm a new one. I love Floyd. Floyd, he may go to prison. He may go to prison. He's going to kill his boy. His boy belongs. He might have to go 2 rounds. McGregor's a joke.
You don't think he's going to go 2 rounds?
Nah, if Floyd puts, do what he wants to, put the pedal to the metal, he can get him out. He can get him out of there within 2 rounds.
You don't think Floyd's gonna carry him a couple of rounds?
Yeah, like I said, until Floyd comes in, for round one, he may have a 4 or 5 rounds. But Floyd really, really serious. He'll put us even 2.
Yeah.
2 or 3.
I agree with you.
I really think Floyd's going to come in there and play with him a couple rounds and then put him away. I don't think Floyd's going to come out like too hot. He's a very cautious fighter.
He's going to sell the pay-per-view. Right?
Yeah. He's got to earn that $100 million.
Exactly.
What do you think if they fought in MMA, how it would go?
If they fought in MMA, the same way I'm how I fought. You know what I'm saying? My thing was, Randy Choi, he was a good fighter. But If we were supposed to have a boxing match a month later. But after he beat me in May, he said, hell no, I'm not doing a boxing match. So he's doing the Commonwealth.
Right.
I have the contract. I have the contract where he's supposed to fight me in September. Well, 10 weeks before. Me, it was 10 weeks before.
Yeah, I agree. Boxing will definitely be the MMA in boxing, and the MMA will have the advantage.
Yeah, man.
A lot of boxers don't like the grappling. They think it's gay.
I feel that way. Hey, look, I like knocking these people's head off. Go on, wrestling and grabbing and holding shit. Hey, nothing. Tell me, I want to bust your brain up.
Right? What was it like fighting in the cage for the first time? Were you nervous at all? I mean, you got to be calm when you fight boxing. Was it a little bit different stepping into a cage?
Oh, man, I was too worried. It's just people. The other thing is, it's the ropes. You have a cage. But like I said, if you see Brandon came and grabbed me, about hit that motherfucker with small gloves, shit. He'd be saying with Elvis.
Hey, do you think Dana White is a cool dude? A lot of people don't like him.
I don't like him. I remember Dana White when he was a newspaper reporter with the Boston Herald. He was covering my fellow Roy Jones. Ain't that bitch?
How was it negotiating with him? I know you just you kept tweeting at him and Facebooking him, and he actually put you in a cage. Was it pretty easy to deal with contract wise?
I won. I was the highest paid MMA fighter ever at the time. I made $1.5 million plus. Those bad game money, so for what? I did.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. I don't think I've ever heard your salary
raised. Hey, James, would you do another MMA fight?
Hell yeah.
If the money's right, right?
If the money. Look, while I'm fighting right now, my last fight, I was fighting in my hometown. I may have me now for that bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm taking the bad game money from the fight time thing review. So if anyone wants to see me in the ring, it's got to be high 6 figures.
Oh, yeah. Period. Listen, let us train you. Let me and K-Man train you if you do another MMA fight.
Oh, I ain't a problem. Hey, look, I ain't had a problem training with that. The one that hit a motherfucker in the body shot or head shot, all the hugging and grabbing was stopped.
All we got to do is get you sprawling, man. Sprawling and brawling. You take everybody out.
Hell, yeah.
Michelle, I got you. No love. I love it. I love that shit. You know, I'm born to do. I'm born to hurt people for a living.
That's what you gotta do. Get that takedown defense. They try to take you down, stuff them, and just knock the shit out of them.
You should try and fight Emelianenko Fedor. He's an older guy now. He used to be probably. He's considered one of the best heavyweights in MMA history.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. He's won the fight.
Yeah, that'd be a very awesome fight. I mean, if you could land a punch on him and change his world, that would make you a huge name in MMA.
Yeah. He definitely would train on takedown defense because, you know, Fedor would try to take the fight down.
He's old as fuck, though. He's not moving so good.
Yeah, he ain't got no chin.
But you don't look like this. All MMA fighters look good on the ground. They don't want to get hit. Believe me, spit butt on box with $5 gloves on. Come on, man. If I hit a motherfucker with $5 gloves on, I'll fuck your whole life up.
Then you will fuck up somebody's sperm and they have retarded kids and shit. That's how bad you hit. That's how hard you hit them.
I just gonna fight big, but yeah. I ain't with that wrestling and all that bullshit. If you're a man on man, punch. Land the right shot. Try not to miss, or I'm still going to knock you the fuck out.
Hell yeah.
You beat one of my all-time favorite boxers, Vander Holyfield. How did that fight, how was it beating him, and what kind of guy was he?
The man was an asshole.
Hey, James, do the headbutt people? Did he really do that?
He was trying, but you know, you see, when you find out who the master was as I am, and I moved my head, he couldn't do nothing, I got it. I was happy. I had all the respect for Wolf Holyfield until the press conference. When the press conference started, and then him and Tommy Bush was like, yeah, James can be a good tuner. What tuner? What? Oh, hell no. You know, I have done more than you have. I've done just as much as you have. You want to say I'm a tune-up? I said, you know what? I can't wait to be respectful. I ain't talking about you. When I said that shit, I'm talking about that. Everything on the table. Fuck you. Fuck your mama. I'm not here. I told him that. I said, I'm knocking you out, man. I ain't playing with you. I said, you know what? I'm going to be right there in front of you, too. Oh, yeah. If you be in front of me, I'm definitely going to knock you out. I'm going to be right there. I ain't going to work. That's how I fight. I did a real short run. Y'all saw what happened. Y'all saw what happened to the motherfucker. I fucked him up. I made him do Heisman. He did the ghetto Heisman. I said, I had a leg up in the air. I'm sorry you're your favorite friend, but it is I can't wait for him. But that night, I will fuck him up.
Yeah, K-Man, he fucked up your favorite fighter.
Yeah, he did. I like him because he headbutts everybody. And
I like when Mike Tyson bit his ear off.
Well, that was crazy. That was crazy.
I like Mike too, cause me and Mike, I'm from Brooklyn, and Mike is from Brooklyn too. So,
BK all day, boy. BK all day. I hear you, BK the Bronx, the Boogie Down, Brooklyn. Sorry.
Yeah.
How would you ever fight Mike Tyson?
Would I?
Yeah, that'd be a big money fight too.
It would be. I would do him the same way the whole field. And I love Mike Tyson. I can't watch him, but I would knock him out too. Ain't no problem.
Hell yeah.
Y'all know James Tony. I fought the best fighter in the world. Look at my record. I fought 40 world champions. Nobody else has done that. I fought the best fighter in the world. Nobody else has done that. Everybody, they claim to do it, but they ain't did it. But I have.
And you just won another world title.
And you know what, James? Yo, man. You got a lot of haters out there, man. I posted your picture of you wanting to fight Roy Jones on Facebook, and you got all these haters coming at you. What's up with that?
I love haters. They keep me paid. I love them. That's what they do. That's what haters do. They hate.
Yeah.
They bitter because they don't have my lifestyle. They bitter. Bitter, bitter, bitter. You know, I enjoy it. Keep on drowning yourself in sorrow. Keep saying you hate me, but I love you because you keep me paid.
For
keep
sure.
Keep doing what you're doing. I love it. You want to hate? I love it.
If you don't have haters, you're not doing something right.
That's true.
All day. My grandma, my grandfather said, my mom said, if you're talking about hating me, then something wrong.
Yeah.
Who is the best heavyweight fighter of all time?
Oh, it's easy. Ali. The greatest fighter of all time is Sugar Robinson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good
for
one.
Sure.
Ali wanted to be like him.
Definitely.
Well, Robinson is the greatest fighter of all time.
Yeah.
Along with being right behind him, you got to say Eddie Charles or George Walker.
Why do you think that the heavyweight division is the division that everyone wants to see? Seems like no one really cares about the lighter weights besides for Mayweather, and that's just because he's Manny.
That's because the heavyweight division, one punch can change the fight. One punch can change your whole fucking life.
What weight do you feel the most comfortable fighting at over your career?
217, between 215, 217.
Okay, yeah.
Feel comfortable, no weight cut, you just... It's easy to go, easy to fight.
Hey, whatever. Hey, when I was at 15, 215, 217, oh man, it's magical. But anything, I can fight. Hey, period. I can fight anybody anyway and still be dead, regardless.
Yeah. So, MMA, boxing.
I'm doing movies, I'm doing TV shows. I'm all around that. And, you know, I love giving people something to hate. That's the most important thing. I love when motherfuckers hate me because they hate me, I get more excited. Keep hating.
How'd you land a deal with A&E to do a bounty hunter show?
I definitely got to check that out.
How did you land the A&E show, the Bounty Hunter show? That sounds like a super cool thing.
Because they were doing some new shows, and my show, we were shopping my show, and we got lucky enough to it fell to a guy's hand. We Rock Nation, and he took it in there, and they saw it, and they loved it.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see it, man. I'm super excited to watch that one. Thank me and Ray were just talking about that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like looking for it right online right now.
Hey, I'm sending to y'all share. You'll see what it is.
For sure, we'll share. And when we post this interview, we'll tag all the links that Ray has.
We're going to put your website, everything, your alcohol drinks, your cigar, heavyweight champion cigars, everything. We're going to link it up to the interview.
In my heart. Hey, Ray,
what's up?
Most important thing, send me your address because while I get another shipment in, I'll send you your partner to the guy, and I will see about my new honey cognac. I'm the only one in the world who has the honey cognac.
Okay.
Man, my little sore liquor.
Okay, K-Man. You don't want to drink that, K-Man.
Ray might not get out of the bed again. Like the last time we had a show, and I bought him a Captain Morgan bomb, and he didn't make it to the show.
I got messed up that night. I really
Hey, Ray, trust me. If you love Captain Morgan, you're going to love this yak.
Okay.
You're going to love this honey cognac, the only one in the world. Look it up. It's my little lifetime looking.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
We should do a bottle, and then we'll call him, and we'll interview him after we did a bottle of cognac.
I will give you two bottles, one for your bottle, one for you. I promise you. You don't call back and you won't say, I got people who will buy it.
Okay.
I promise you.
Yeah, we help you promote that joint over here. You know, we got rest of New York locked down.
We do.
Yeah.
All right, bet.
And we're going to sell it to Ross the Boss for three times whatever you're selling it for.
I'll be in the 40. Hey, that's good. I don't do the man's plans. I don't know what he do. God bless him.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Hell yeah. You know what? You guys are competitors, man. Y'all fight anybody. I gotta respect that. You know, fighters, man.
I fight anybody. I fought everybody. Anybody,
everybody.
Even proving hands. Look at my track record. Can anybody touch it?
Yeah. What do you think?
And the most important thing, I'm knocking motherfuckers out in every division. Every week, I'm knocking motherfuckers out. Not to kills, knockouts. Because I hit so fucking hard.
For guys that are coming up, what's the best way to break into the pros? We got a lot of guys that are just entry level pros, couple wins, no losses.
No. See, that's the problem with these fights. Everybody look at all these what they're doing today. We should do. I tell all young fighters, go look at the real fighters: Eddie Charles, Ray Robinson, Archie Morris, Roberto Duran, Hearns, Hagler. Those are the real fighters. After 2000. After the new millennium came in, boxing and techniques, all the training went to shit.
What went to shit about it? Just the boxers themselves, or the scoring, or what went to shit? Just the way the guys fight, or
all around. Well, today, I'll make sure you have a few good fighters. Keith Thurman, Spence Kidd. You have Triple G, Kovac, you have Sam Ward. Of course, he's going to retire when he leaves here, but you always want Mayweather. He's just a good partner. Other than that, I don't see and Terrence Crawford. I'm a fucking beast right there. He a motherfucker. But other than that, I don't see nobody else. Who do you see? Who? Y'all tell me.
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
That's the boxing's needs some superstars.
But if it was the 90s, you had a whole bunch of fighters who could fight. Who had skill, who showed skill, everything. You know what I'm saying? You name them. Cornell Wilkins, Mel Tiller, Bill Hoyer, all everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
James Tony. That's the most important thing right there. Bam.
Hell yeah. Do you ever worry about concussive head blows that repeatedly happens over and over again in boxing and MMA and football with all the CTE research that's coming out?
Concussions? No, I don't worry about that. I'm too busy giving them.
What about training? That's the area where people get beat up the most. Usually what happens in a ring, you see competitors come in and they if they're high-level guys like you, they beat the guy up, but... What we don't see is the 6 months or the 8 weeks of training camp where you're bringing in guys that are going to give you a good run for your money and you're paying your sports partners.
I like that. For me, honestly, I'm an old school guy. I like boxing sparring every day. I don't care how many if you got 50 fights, 15 fights, you think you're bad, you think you're come and see me.
For
we
sure.
Bust every day. I'm a big egg. I promise you. But fourth day, your ass is making excuses. I'm sore. I can't. My mama ate me. My girlfriend pregnant.
Well, if you hit him hard enough, their girlfriend's name will be getting pregnant.
For sure. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
It's all good, bro. It's great.
Yeah. Hey, Tony, was you in any movies? They say you was in the
movie. Yeah, you know I played Joe Frazier Ali.
Okay, yeah.
I did Band Day, I did Living Color. I was on the Strip. I was on Moesha. I love a few things.
Okay.
I have TV credits. I'm good. I'm good at what I do. I love it. I'm very fortunate. I'm very blessed to be in that position to do those things with great people.
Do you find that more challenging and rewarding than boxing, or is it boxing really where your
money's at? Oh, boxing is easy for me. I was born to fight. But the Hollywood shit, man, 18 hours a day, ain't no fucking joke, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a big difference. Everybody says glamour and glitz, but the hard work, shoot, you'll see what they be doing, man. It's real. Hey, somebody say, oh, shit, this shit is real. God damn.
You make it sound like Hollywood's harder than boxing.
Yeah. Only when you're acting. Only when you're doing this stuff, you're all crazy. But boxing part of me is easy. I got about 15 rounds. I've been all night, no problem.
That's why you're legendary. That's why you're one of the legends of the ring, man, because we have a lot of guys on and they talk. They want to get into Hollywood and not be fighting. You're like, this Hollywood thing is kind of hard. I'd rather be in a ring.
That's a real man right there.
That's a real fighter.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, I think we're gonna get out of here on you. I appreciate your half hour of your time, man. Let's give your stuff one more plug. So where can we get your cigars at?
You get my cigars at heavyweightchamps.com or Lemma Brewster. You can get my liquor, the store liquor. LaSueLiquor.com. You can get my shirts and my hats at Digits2@myshopify.com. And most important thing, I love all my fans out there. And I love my haters. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Can we announce that you can get that Ray Jones fight? Is that going to be a real deal?
We try to work out easy part. And call him out for me.
Okay.
Came in
is good at getting into
people.
Came in,
you screaming. You screaming and you're yelling.
All right.
Came in, said, hi, Roy.
Don't be scared, homie. Sign the contract.
Hey, Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. We're going to tag him in everything we do. We'll try and get this fight made. That's what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thanks, man. Boogie. I appreciate it.
All right.
No problem, man. Thanks.
Man.
Thanks for coming on, man.
All right.
Later, man.
Later.
James Toney was in the house.
Yeah.
What did you think about that interview?
Man, listen, this is our first high-class boxer.
Yeah.
World-class. I should say not high-class, but world-class boxer.
Yeah.
He fought in the UFC.
We don't know if he's high class because we're not hanging out with him. But it sounds like it. When we taste his liquor, we'll let you know if he's high class or not.
Yeah. But, you know, he fought Randy Couture.
Yeah.
He's a legend, man. You got to give him props.
He's a real fighter, man. You don't hear too many guys say, this Hollywood stuff's hard. I want to go punch someone in the face.
Yeah. Look, he got 92 fights, 77 wins, 10 losses, 47 knockouts. 29 by decision, you know, he's a beast, man.
Yeah.
One of my favorite fighters. I was talking to Corey. Corey said he's one of his favorite fighters, too, Corey Webster. So uh-huh.
He beat one of my favorite fighters. I like that fight, too.
I really don't never like the Holyfield.
You don't like Holyfield?
He was a head butter, man.
Yeah, that's why I like him, man.
He's his big forehead. And
yeah,
you know,
he's always head first. That's kind of – I like that style.
If you was a boxer, you had the same style.
I would.
I could see you, K, man.
I just I like how he found God too, man. Like, I don't know, it seemed like he was a bad dude and then he found God and changed his life. I like stories like that. Who knows if it's bullshit or not? I mean, you don't know until you really know the guy. But what do you got going on over there? There's a big red light. Ray's watching porn over there. Something changes good just popped up on the Fan Doozy studio computer.
I don't know, it's Windows got an update.
Yeah, that we can't let mans on that computer no more.
Yeah, she got a freaking virus here.
Yeah, all tentacle porn. James Toney gonna send us some loot, man. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm gonna text him my address and he's gonna send 2 bottles.
Yeah.
One for you, one for me.
That's right.
We're gonna taste it. We go call him up drunk.
Yeah.
We're gonna be in the studio drunk.
Then we can call Brad Cole about the combo hitter after we do that. We're just gonna plug all these products.
Yeah.
What do you think about James fighting again?
If you fight Roy Jones, that'd be a good fight. I would watch that. I'd like to see that fight.
Yeah.
Two legends going at it. But I think James Toney is still better. And, you know, they both older. And I think James Toney will knock him out.
Toney's bigger now. You know, Roy's in a little bit better, slimmer shape, not better shape. You know?
Yeah, but with boxing, I think he still got the power and the skill set to be Roy.
What do you think about his cognitive health? Do you know what cognitive means?
No.
Oh, that's like your brain.
Oh.
Your reasoning skills.
Come on, K-Man. I'm from the hood. We don't talk like that.
You're on a podcast now, man. You got to up that vocabulary a little bit.
I mean, he's doing – James Toney doing himself. You know, he's getting into business and – you know, he still like to fight. So, you know, I don't see him in a nursing home soon.
No, I don't either, man. Yeah. I feel sorry for – not sorry for him. I'm he's taking a risk and he knows what's going on. You know, he's got to know that his speech is getting a little bit slurred and he's having a hard time talking. But I think as a fighter, you get to choose what you want to do in life. And that's one of the great things about America. And, you know, some guys are going to fight no matter what. And he's one of those guys. And I think he deserves opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan. And I came up watching boxing. So I used to watch him and some of the legends, Roy Jones and Mike Tyson and all the other guys. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm happy for them, you know. I came up watching them. I was a freaking little kid, man. I remember... I used to play a boxing game for the Super Nintendo, Legend of the Rings, and I used to pick James Toney to fight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, you know, I was a fan of his, so, you know, I got his cell phone now, so I'm cool.
Yeah. This is a pretty good gig we got here, just interviewing these guys.
Jesus Christ, my phone contact. All the numbers I got.
Yeah.
All these fighters.
That's all right. I got Fred Edish. Once we get Harold Howard, my UFC fanboyism is done.
No.
All right, let's get out of here. Thank you for getting James Toney.
Oh, no problem.
I'll plug all this stuff on here when we get it up.
I'll send you the links to the websites and stuff.
Sounds good. Yeah. We'll get up and running. Ray, what happened to your fight?
Oh, man, yeah. No fight for me at this moment.
Caveman's got to throw it under the bus. That's how it works on the show.
Yeah.
I know if we don't address it, people will be texting about it. So
yeah.
I got to ask you right here on the air. Alex is calls you out. He said you talk a lot and then you didn't show up.
Yeah, that's all right, though. But I'm not going to respond to that because if I see him in the streets, I'll whoop his ass. But I don't want to do that.
He did talk a little shit, so he deserves to say that, man.
Yeah. But, you know, right, you know, I can't. I got, you know, personal stuff that I don't want to bring up in the air. And you know, but I'm going to be fighting again. I'm going to be fighting, and I'm going to get everything all cleared up. And, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm living life, and I'm going to have a good time. And I'm going to, you know, shit, I'm going to be back. And then if Alex ever want to fight me, then we could do this. We could do a fight. For sure.
All right, I just want to address that real quick. Ray does have a real reason for pulling out, and it's an all right one, I guess.
But check this out, though. You know, fighting, you know, it's physical and it's mentally, too. You got to be mentally ready for a fight.
Here's the thing. Here's one other thing for people to understand that don't fight themselves. Ray's not getting paid to do this. So it's not like he's turning down a payday of like $1,000 or something to go out there and fight. It actually costs us money to go out there and fight, to put on a show for you guys. So you got to take that into account as well.
Yeah, and you know, I want to fight. I love fighting. I'm 36 years old. I got a son. You know, I got a fiance. I got to take care of my family, and it's kind of hard. You know, I got to make the extra money. I was making money, and, you know, sometimes stuff happened, and I'm going to be, like I said, I'm going to be back, and I'm a strong guy, and I'll be back on my feet, and you know, I want to fight Alex Carroll. If
Alex Carroll probably doesn't really want that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? to be honest with you, that's true. You know, but
he pulled out, I could talk some shit now.
Yeah. So. But, you know, Alex Carroll, I respect him. Like I said, he's a tough dude. And, you know, I get back in there training with the Eric Herber and them fight team. And if I train with them, I'll be a better fighter. And, you know, I'm just got to take care of my personal life. And I'll be back on it, and I definitely want to fight. And I'll fight whoever. I don't care. I'll fight the light heavyweight champion in Rochester promotion, the FSC.
FCP.
FCP. Yeah. Full contact production.
Bubba just pooped his pants.
Sorry about that, Bubba. But, you know,
should put one on for Rich Mitchell, man. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I like Rich. Rich is a cool dude. He always wanted me to fight for him, mm-hmm. and I felt bad. You know, I couldn't do it, this fight. I wanted to so bad. But, you know, certain shit happens in life, and sometimes I feel like being tested in life. And yeah. I'm going to, you know, like I said, I'm going to just go through this and get back on my feet, and I definitely want to fight.
Sounds good. I can say this sitting across my broadcast partner. He fears no man. I can tell you that right now. He's definitely not scared to fight anybody, anywhere, anytime. And his reasons are pretty valid. And he'll be back. It's not going to take too long to get back in the cage for Ray. He's not hurt. He's not out of shape. He's going to continue to train through this. And he'll be ready to go for the next show. And you better look out. The leg kicks are coming. James Toney won't want to fight you because you kick him. And then he call you a bitch and a little girl. Tell you to eat a dick.
Yeah, but I think he would catch me, though.
Yeah, he probably would.
Put me to sleep.
He'd probably put us both to sleep at the same time. He's a big dude.
Catch me with a left hook.
Yeah.
I go, I'm out.
Yep. He said it'd be two rounds for Mayweather. We should have bet him. We should have bet him, like, a lot of his alcohol.
Get like 10 gallons.
Yeah, 10 gallons or something.
A whole keg of...
Yeah.
Of
a keg of the cognac.
Yeah.
That'd be a good bet. I bet you it goes five. I'm saying five.
I think maybe, but he did say if Mayweather really wanted to, he could end it fast,
yeah,
quicker. But
like that's his style, man.
Yeah. So let's see. I can't wait to watch that fight.
Plus,
so.
McGregor's got about four rounds before he gets tired.
Yeah. He's not like me, one round.
No. Oh. He gets past the 30-second mark pretty all right. Oh, okay. He is a professional athlete. All right, with that, we're out of here. Another K-Man's Corners in the books from the Fan Doozy Studios in Buffalo, New York.
We are out of here.
Oh, goddamn, Ray. Phone's still plugged in.
Oh, shit. Sir, is this John Gerhardt?
Huh?
Is this John Gerhardt?
No, it's not. But I can get it for you.
Oh, can you get him for me, sir, please?
Yeah. Hello?
Is this John Gerhardt?
Yes, it is.
Well, I heard you got the fight coming up, and I would like to sponsor you.
Okay, who's this?
Muhammad Abdul.
All right, what kind of fight this is?
Rich Mitchell gave me your number and told me you're looking for a sponsor.
Did he hang up on you?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't hang up.
Oh, man.
This is Marlboro. We'd like to sponsor you.
What's up, Ray? You ass.
All right, you're an Easter egg. We got to let you go. Have a good day, man. See you Friday.
See you. All right, buddy.
Bye.
Yo, I'm going to be in his corner.
All right. All right. That was local fighter.
Hey, man, you messed it
111, John Gerhardt. That Easter egg was taking too long.
I was going to tell him that I worked in... I own 7-Eleven in Batavia. I will go tell him that. And I would like to sponsor him.
Oh,
I would like to sponsor you, sir.
I believe that's a little racist. And that accent's not so good.
It's not good. Oh, okay.
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Damn, K-Man, you messed it up.
I did. I messed everything up. All right, we're out of here.
All right.
Tell your It'd be funny if we called Morrison.
Yeah, but his phone's out of service.